This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Andy Schell, the Prophet Doctor, Mr. Prophet Doctor himself, with a real PhD now, adding into the
Yeah, I guess that would actually be Dr. the Prophet Doctor himself. Thanks, Dave.
Dr. the Prophet. Yeah, it's a little redundancy there. Yeah, Dr. the Prophet Doctor. Yeah, so how do we say that now? We have to change that up. Yeah.
So here's the deal. I've been working with companies around the country, and I'm watching year-end activity, and I'm watching people look at their numbers and grouse about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And one of the things that's coming up is this one element of concessions. And so I'm going to talk about connections, connecting things together, connections and whoops. So the uh-oh, what happened?
Like you used to say, you see oftentimes in your MBA webinars, is what goes boom in the night. So I love that.
That's exactly right, Dave. And so to that end, the broader topic is when financial consequence may also have a regulatory consequence. So we're looking at a financial thing, but there actually might be a regulatory be aware of thing we need to be worried about. So when we talk about money, when we talk about finance, when we talk about predicting the future, which is part of what finance does, we're going to be budgeting our revenue for 2020. We're going to look at what are we going to make? Because gain on sale is the biggest revenue item of a independent mortgage company. So we want to budget what we expect to generate by establishing our secondary margin by product, and then that drives our gain on sale. And so, but what happens when the gain on sale is reduced and we don't make what we thought we were going to make? Well, that's going to be lower returns. It's going to be lower cash flow. It could even result in losing money, at least at the branch level, and possibly at the company, but hopefully not. So why is the gain on sale reduced? What causes the gain on sale to go down? Well, one of the really common ones that people see, but it's not necessarily a big number, but it can be, and that's extension costs, where we take too long to deliver a file, and then we have a cost because of that. And when you're in a hedging environment, it's not as obvious. In a best efforts environment, it's very obvious. But the other thing, and the big number that I'm hearing people talk about, is branch concessions. They're doing the 2019 year-end results, and they're looking at how much money they lost, had a reduced gain on sale because of branch concessions. So let's jump in that for just a second. So first off, well, just so we are all on the same page, what is a branch or an LO concession? And in its simplest terms, concessions occur when the stated rate that we establish on our rate sheet based on the product margin markups that we expect to generate in order to generate the gain on sale so that we make the cash flow to pay for our expenses so we make the money we thought we were going to make. The concession occurs when we lower the rate in favor of the borrower, which means that we don't make as much money. Now, the originator will argue that, well, making some money is better than no money, so if you don't give me the lower rate so I can give it to this customer, we're going to lose the transaction. We're going to lose the deal. You got to give me a better rate or you're going to lose the deal. That's the common phrase. So, but when that happens, when we have a concession that we grant, that means lower revenue for us. So you can look at it like it's an expense. So when you give a concession, it's like an expense. It's reducing the gain on sale. And that can affect cash flow, can affect a bunch of other things. But the thing we got to remember is that you can't pass a concession on to an originator. There's LO compensation rules that say you can't do that. So whenever you give a concession, it's a flat out reduces the company's income but doesn't affect the originator's compensation. You still have to pay the same compensation rate even if you give concessions to borrowers to save the deal. So, but here's the tricky part. Here's the connection. When we offer a lower rate because the originator said, well, you got to do this somewhere, you got to save the deal. Save the deal. What seems to occur is there's a clustering effect. So the originators that ask for concessions tend to be the same originator over and over and over. It also tends to be a higher volume originator that's asking for concessions over and over and over. And so when the higher volume originator is asking for the concessions to give the customer the benefit, what also we've noted is that sometimes these high-volume originators specialize. They have certain niches that they support, like they may support an Asian group primarily. And so when you have an originator who supports a protected class I can already hear Alice going, oh, no. When you have an originator who's supporting a protected class, and that protected class always receives or frequently receives a pricing concession, that is now creating a favored disparate treatment and disparate impact, which could be a fair lending violation. So this
that's where I was going.
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. I know you. Well, you know this stuff too. I know. I was just thinking about Alice. She's always talking about fair lending and disparate impact, disparate treatment.
Alice knows it.
So this concession, though, a financial effect that we want to monitor in accounting, might actually be a regulatory risk that we need to be mindful of, because while the concession helps the customer that for the particular originator and doesn't hurt the originator at all, so why wouldn't they ask for it? But it could create fair lending risk that we need to be aware of, because causing one group of borrowers to pay more, so all the other borrowers pay more and this one originator's borrowers pay less, if they're protected class, that's a fair lending violation. So, you know, this all I'm pointing out is, hey, think about this. So if you really want to take the deep dive, get a hold of Mitch Keiter, Werner Brodsky, or Troy Garris at Garris Horn. Talk to these guys. They're experts in the field, and I know that they know it, so that's why I'm saying this. I'm sure there's others. But, man, concessions hurts gain on sale, and it might even be stepping in a regulatory bear trap. So just be careful. And there you go, Dave. That's the problem for today.
There for a minute, I thought you just wandered right over into Alice's topic there for a while. But it's so important, because the financial consequences. What's so interesting about that, Andy, is we have one client that is starting an audit today. And CFPB is in there for a reason, and somehow there were exceptions made. Now, there's been a complete change of management in there, but the former regime have made a number of exceptions that could have some financial consequences on a company that's near and dear to my heart. And so, this is an important topic. We start looking at exceptions. And I love this one, Andy. You and I both we've been consulting together and working together for so many years. How many times have you heard me talk about when I get introduced, I go around to a lot of these meeting clients in the field, and they go, let me introduce you to our number one top loan officer. And you know what I do every time I hear that? Put a bullseye in the back of him, because that guy or gal is rarely the most profitable. In fact, in some cases, they've actually been costing the company money. And because they're a top producer, they're deemed and awarded and lifted up on the shoulders of the company as the best, our best, our top loan officer. Better look into it. Get a guy like Andy Schell in to look at your profitability. Look at it really and accurately. And, of course, listen to Alice's segment all the time because she covers all this. But good job, Andy. Just got me all fired up. Well, good job.
Yeah,
love it.
Love
it.
Thanks.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors as we exit the program. Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, as well as Velma, Vidyard, BenderSurf, and AI Assist. Of course, always thank you to Alice, Andy, Joe, and Alan for their contributions. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.